It's February 7th, 2023. It's about 10 a.m. in the morning. Once again, that's February 7th, 2023. Again, these are going to be some rough notes. I'm just been just kind of contemplating something this morning, and I don't really know how much work I've done or documented on this topic previously, but I just wanted to capture a few quick concepts. Kind of started with the difference between a timeline and an event line. This is something that I have worked on in the past. I was just kind of trying to think about. So it has to do with creative expression, and it has to do with singularity, meaning a monolithic state of a single expression, which we could assume that that would be our universe, or a multiverse. And under the category of multiverse, there is a subcategory of branch universes. And that was what I had given some thought to previously, in, I guess, framed with or by timeline versus event line. And in considering it, I never really found the timeline to be a very, I don't know, impactful way of considering the possibility of branch universes. It just seemed, the timeline seemed so arbitrary in that if you were branching according to segments of time, so how often? And I just never really resonated with me. I guess that's the best way I can say it. So the other way, the other concept that I had considered was event line. And the thing about the event line, I remember one of the terms that I adopted in my considering of that concept was occasion. So, I remember it was loosely associated with the term phenomenon, but more so, it's something that's occasioned. And I think the thing about considering it from that perspective of occasion, it brought in the question of was or is that occasion significant? And I thought that to me was what most captured my view of the possibility of branch universes, of the event line branching so significant. I remember that when I chose that concept of framing the question, is that event significant? I remember seeing, by the word I chose, that it's really possibly about a signal. So the signal, it becomes Is it significant? If so, if you suspect that it is significant, so how is it significant? Why is it significant? And it really, in my way of viewing this, it led me to the question of signal. Is there a sign or an indicator? Is there a clue or a cue? Now, signs to me are aids to navigation. It's kind of like signs and clues. They're aids to navigation of how to progress along that narrow path. So, in my perspective, what is that narrow path leading to? An awakening awareness, an expanded consciousness. That's kind of how I think of that. So signs and indicators. What is the indicator? What is the function of the indicator? What is the function of clues and cues? So that category, that complementary category of indicators and cues is has to do with action, to act. And of course, the broad category that I the broad category that I have named in that respect is acts of non-forfeiture. So, what is the function of an act of non-forfeiture? It's progression. It's taking the act. It's taking another step, a baby step or a quantum leap along that path of course corrections that leads to an awakening awareness or an expanded consciousness. And in the end, it's really embodiment. I said this in another I said this in another recording about how, to me, this is all about materialized creative consciousness. And to me, I see this state of being. So it's heaven or hell, and I view heaven and hell both as a state of being, a presence of mind. It's a state. And so I was looking or considering this function of the event line, and I remembered from feedback loops in industry that I've been exposed to through my career. So, in the end, it's really about feedback loops, so it's about recursive course corrections. So, what is the purpose of the recursive course correction? Well, I guess in my system, in my ontological system, it really comes down to the delicate balance. The delicate balance is where and when the magic happens. So, what do I mean by where and when the delicate balance makes magic? Well, I guess it kind of comes back to game theory. It comes back to non-zero-sum games. It reminds me of, I think I've heard, it's words that I've heard in a song, "United we stand, divided we fall." So, non-zero-sum game theory involves a win-win. And so, social economic systems when I approach the delicate balance in that sense, I'm referring to equal human rights and fair class privilege. So I'm not going to get too much into that, but I think it is a delicate balance, and it's not a balance that perhaps is easy to approach because some individuals or groups, I think I would say in this case it would be exclusive groups, would see some form of loss, status, privilege, whatever that may be. So again, that's that kind of delicate balance of equal human rights and fair class privilege may be hard to approach, much less be able to establish and maintain. It's never, it's always recursive cycles of course corrections. You can't expect it to be a sustained state. I don't think that would be reasonable to expect, but it's upon approach and continuous recursive feedback loops for course corrections. That, to me, would be the goal. Some of this is based on a phrase that I had put in one of my notes for one of my presentations. This particular presentation is entitled Balanced Wheel Analogy. And the note that I made was the most efficient and effective cycle is one in equilibrium. And below that, I wrote the delicate balance, where and when the magic happens. So I think going all the way back to the point of a timeline versus an event line, I think if the universe is best served by a branch, then I can see the value of multiverse. I can see the value of branch universes. The event takes place and it can go this way or that way. And I think the deciding factor of whether or not at that occasion the universe would branch would have to do with conflict of forces, sustainability versus extinction. So, would one branch possibly allow a higher probability of sustainability of materialized creative consciousness? I think that's the real question, and therefore the fundamental function. If there is a branch event, I believe that would be why. So, how is it significant? Because it could possibly increase the probability of sustainability over extinction. And that would be why consciousness, creative consciousness, would choose to branch. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, there's something in some of my notes that talk about it travels as a wave, it arrives as a part. which has impact. So the wave function, it's all about probability waves. And from what I gather, the way I think it's physicists that they conceive of this is these probability waves all exist simultaneously. And it isn't until the threshold of course, I think I'm really pulling on my memory strings here, but I think it's at the occasion of measurement is the occasion when all but one of those probability waves collapse and the event of impact of arrival actually takes place. Yeah, I always wondered about event horizon. I don't know if they're related. I know that has to do with black holes, but for some reason I've always kind of associated those two, that the occasion of the actual event is sort of like an event horizon. So anyway, I think that's about all I wanted to capture about this. Signing off.